Well, I suppose we've been working throughout the weekend since, I suppose, the close down of the red warning at 6 p.m. on Friday, dealing, I suppose, initially with the immediate opening up of the primary routes on all of our roads here in Donegal. That work continued through the weekend and indeed continues through early this week as well, dealing with any, I suppose, remaining clean-up efforts in relation to dealing with the remaining debris and blockages and culverts and so on and so forth. So that's continuing on as we speak as well. Most of the other services are starting to come back online again. As you say, there are still some people without an electrical supply, and it was on the back of that that we stood up a number of humanitarian interventions from first thing on Saturday morning, with our civil defence being available to call and respond to needs of vulnerable and isolated people. And there were a number of calls completed during Saturday and Sunday where, you know, instances such as medications being collected and fuel being collected in the case where there was no electricity being carried out. We also opened up a number of community support centres effective from Saturday evening as well across the county. There was 8 of them in total, and certainly we were aware that we've had a number of callers to a number of those locations. We're still collating the data on that, but we know that they did certainly bring some assistance to people in certain parts of the county, particularly around Donegal Town and Ardra, where we'd be familiar with that, and as well as that, I think, in the Gidor area as well. So I suppose, look, we're in the, I suppose, the review period now, Catherine, as we complete all of this. Hopefully the ESB will be able to get all of the electricity restored in the next short period of time. We'll continue to deal with the cleanup and, I suppose, the aftermath of the event, and review all of the responses that we've carried out over the last number of days. And I want to acknowledge and thank, I suppose, the people of Donegal for heeding the warnings that came at quite short notice to us all on Friday afternoon, and staying out of harm's way during the worst of the event on Friday afternoon and early Friday evening.